Okay, so let's talk about some of the scenes in movies like August Rush, Mighty Oak, these two. They're a lot alike, but their music is unbelievable. Unbelievable. Here it is. Listen to this.
Invisalign treatment uses smart track technology, so I could create custom treatments.
August
for every
Rush
smile.
Will blow your mind. This one, he getting a groove. You pick up that guitar. He got a combination of a guitar, a piano, and a drum at the same time. Such inspirational music. Did you hear that? Now, this is so unexpected. This is him playing with his father, but not knowing that it's his father.
Come on. No, no, Aaron.
Actually, I'ma go to the Rhapsody moment, the final scene. This was the most inspirational, unbelievable moment in history of movies, music I ever heard. Making me want to watch this movie all over again. Once you hear this, you can't stop. You won't stop. You find this amazing kid prodigy and this music that makes anybody ears unbelievable. This kid do this? This mastermind of music, this genius of music, this prodigy? different out of classical music. He made his own sound. An amazing sound. This is the moment when he said, "It's not gonna end." He plays any instrument, guitar, piano, classical. Music is just in his soul. It's his state of mind. Okay, so this is the last August Rush scene I'm going to play. When August Rush works on playing piano and turns it into something better.
Do you know your notes? I've never seen them like that before. See here. Every good boy has fun. And the line and S-A-C-E. And the poop.
I learned that.
And great big dog fight animals and all cars eat. Yes. Get it? You're like an angel. Okay, I don't know. I gotta go to school. Bye, thank you.
This is the one he made. He walked inside this church and started playing an oar with his music. Okay, now let's get to some Mighty Oak. A guitar musical genius. Mighty Oak playing the guitar.
I hear your friend's got some sick skills.
So we all know you get out of a movie what you bring to the movie, and in this one there are some very powerful messages, and especially for anyone who's lost.
I want to do Mighty Oak playing in front of the band. Because then we see how he began, how good he was. In front of the band. Like, he was a beginner. And he was this good at guitar. But that's what happens when you keep practicing in music or whatever you're focusing on. Is your life. Like, I'm getting a guitar. Guitar is a magical instrument. It's a magical instrument. Like, Mighty Oak was kind of sad in the beginning. So was August Rush, but in two different ways. It was completely different. She thought that he was the reincarnation.
I gave a banjo guitar. Look, I'm so sorry. I should have been more sensitive.
Who is he?
It's just a tenant.
Reincarnation of her brother.
Look, we can get together on the guitar. It's no big deal.
I'm Gina. Oak? Like the church? Like, Mighty Oak?
I guess so, yeah.
It's nice to meet you, Oak. You, know anything about the man who owned that tailor?
Vaughn Jackson, lead singer of Army of Love. Your sister, right?
Vaughn and I, we met Pedro in school, and we formed Army when we were just, 3 years older than you. What were we, 13?
Yeah, 13. Oh, so Oak here spent the whole night memorizing every single one of us.
Our favorite songs are Bad, Blue, Silver, and Cricket.
Vaughn wrote all those.
Yeah, and you love Runaway and Sophia, right?
Yeah, I just think one stuff is a little tighter though, you know?
Oh. Okay. Yeah, you are just like him.
Yeah, you are. You're very talented. Okay.
Got him?
Yeah. You really do remind me of him a lot.
Better looking
than
that, right?
Better looking.
Let's go practice some more. What do you say we do? Okay.
Yeah, I'm good.
Cool, cool. Okay, what do you think? Let's go.
Okay, let's go for
one paper song. She just asked him, do you believe in reincarnations? Okay, I'm gonna skip a little of that because I know y'all don't want to hear the talking. Y'all want to hear the music. Y'all want to hear the grooving, baby. You wanna hear the song goodbye?
Hi, Mr. Biggs. Thanks.
For Arcade Fire.
She loses him in a tragic car accident, and 10 years later you see that she has really fallen into despair. Music is no longer in her life. And then she just, by happenstance, meets this amazing 10-year-old prodigy, Oak.
I want to do that too. I want to take guitar lessons. I just kept going with it and I never stopped and I absolutely loved it.
So Tommy, you were in a tour for School of Rock. You released 3 studio albums. You wrote many songs for the movie as well. You gotta leave something to do for when you grow up. Janelle, you're much the same. You came for
really, music is kind of the character.
A lot of it is about hope. A lot of people have lost people in their life. Even if you don't believe in reincarnation, a lot of people have had those signs that where something comes to them. It's a message from the person who passed away in their life. Like, I'm still here.
We are the opening act for Arcade Fire.
Morning, Mr. Biggs. Thanks for the guitar. This thing is amazing.
Who's that lieutenant upstairs?
Writing a lot of songs?
I actually wrote a song yesterday. What's about it not being easy growing up?
I hear your friend's got some sick skills.
Sure does.
I'm Gina.
Oh.
You know anything about the man who owned that tailor?
Phone Jackson, lead singer of Army of Love. Your sister, right? That him?
What if we were all meant to be together? You, me, Vaughn, the band, just in a different way, in a different time. Is that so crazy? You guys are gonna mention me about it?
Oh my god. It's Army of Love. Woo! Yeah!
We were meant to be a part of this family.
Where did you find this kid?
I didn't. He found me.
Okay, I guess that's enough for now, but now you know that there's a way, a when, and a how from watching these lyrical, musical, genius prodigies, songwriting producers, guitar playing prodigies. Alright, that's it for now. But just remember one thing. You're goated and you know it. You're goated and you know it.